You're listening to Smile 90.4 FM, the home of the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show. But right now, it's time for TikTok with Tennis. Yes, the bearded wonder is with us again in studio. And today we're talking about Microsoft making leaps and bounds in the area of quantum computing. Now, please, as a layman, my friend, I need you to explain this to me. Firstly, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
And then elucidate.
What is it?
Please tell me.
Okay, so quantum computing is essentially a new technology that a lot of big tech companies are pouring a lot of research into. And effectively, what it means is they think that a quantum computer can be built sometime soon, but the point being that it can do a lot more calculations than a conventional computer can. Mm. So like we've got in a computer, it talks in language of zeros and ones. Yes. Those are bits. And a quantum computer uses what they call qubits. Now, this is all kind of around the science of how quantum mechanics works, the smallest of smallest things. And we know at some point the physics kind of breaks down and we don't really understand what happens anymore. So this is what they're trying to push the boundaries of. And with qubits, not only can it be a zero or a one, it can be any value between zero or one. That is effectively how they believe that they can get so many more calculations out of a computer made with qubits rather than conventional bits.
So you're moving beyond binary. You're moving to all the spaces in between.
Correct, yes.
Okay. That's just warped my brain for a second.
It's a fascinating kind of topic because it uses, as I said, quantum mechanics, and there's something called superposition, which means you don't ever really know where an electron is that is spinning around a nucleus unless you actually stop the time and you look exactly where it is. But if it's in motion, you never know where it is.
True.
That's this principle that they're trying to exploit. And to this end, obviously, we've had Google and IBM kind of working on this for decades, and Microsoft are in on it as well, and they have now launched what they're calling the Majorana chip, which is their kind of first attempt at a quantum computing chipset. Now, I don't know if you've seen how quantum computers currently look. It is about as big as this room, and hangs from the ceiling with lots and lots of cooling that needs to happen because those qubits have to be close to zero Kelvin, so absolute zero, in order to work the way that we expect them to work. But with this chipset, the technology is starting to move forward quite quickly. And now Microsoft says that they think a working quantum computer can be years away rather than decades, as we've always still assumed.
You're saying it is faster in terms of its computing power, but what does that enable us to do? What are the practical applications?
Right. So the biggest thing is in cybersecurity. So there are concerns that if we get one of these computers to work, any single system in the world can be hacked in seconds with a computer like this.
Sure.
So they're trying to get ahead of, potentially this technology sitting somewhere else.
So it could compute algorithms like hella quick.
Exactly. It can do encryption and decryption millions and millions of times quicker than we currently can. So, for example, the best encryption algorithms in the world right now that are, let's say, sitting in governments or in banks, a normal computer would take millions and millions of years to crack that code. These quantum computers can do it in seconds, in theory.
That is scary.
That is, but it also means there's a lot of exciting opportunities. So think about medicine, think about AI, think about all these things where we can push all these other technologies, into the future just by having a lot more grunt and processing power in these quantum computers.
My heavens, you always never cease to amaze me. That didn't make sense, but it made sense when I wanted to say it. Tiernis, thank you for coming through. I think we're going to touch on, I think it looks like we're going to touch on this again in the future.
It's not going anywhere.
No, because it just sounds like it's just developing. We'll speak to Tiernis again next week. If you want to find out more about what he's talking about, you can go to Bandwidth blog. Him and his chums over there are filling you in on everything tech and science. Back to the music after these.